Blog Talk Radio.
Serving these streets, Princess Jazzy in the building. Hey yo, check it out. You are now tuned in to Tell All Radio. Tell All Radio. Serving these streets, Princess Jazzy in the building. Hey yo, check it out. You are now tuned in to Tell All Radio. Tell All Radio. Right here live with Princess Jazzy. That's right. Princess Jazzy. Hold up. Check it out. What up? It's your boy DJ Prince. Right now, you're tuned in to Tell All Radio with Princess Jazzy. That's right, right here. Worldwide. On the web. On your cell phone. International. Global. You call it, you name it. We there. Tell All Radio. Keep it locked. Yeah. Each and every Wednesday night.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Chris Cole coming out of Marion, South Carolina. And I'm rocking with Princess Jazzy on TellAllRadio.com.
Yeah. Cold. It's just a lot on my mind, man. Paradise shit. Rolling the joint for my missing process. Through the pain, my music's the outlet. Late nights trying to turn work into progress. Education on the grind, I'm weighing my options. And it seemed like it done been forever since I put my all in every line. Too many thoughts run through my mind. So why the black ink cover the scars? I'ma show you how to shoot for the stars. Round of applause, you reaching for high positions. Potential to be the greatest. These critics underestimated. Man, we chasing this paper, they hate the fact that we winning. It really ain't what it seems. I'm just a grinder fanatic. Through margins, I paint the scene. I'm a visual artist. Giving life, man, that's all I know. Lot on my mind, an uncle before I'm 24. Expectations are heavier than they were before, like sprouting in the concrete. Now how the fuck can a flower
and
grow?
I'm just cruising through my side of town, thinking about the life I'm living. As time passes, I know this road can't get any clearer. Shooting for stars, I'm down to reach a higher position. Man, I do this for my squad, my mom and my sister. And every other day, the pain, I wish it all away. Rising every morning, hoping I don't take a fall today. These critics gon' hate, but I'ma give them all me so they can watch a real nigga fly. Angel,
and I'm
cruising through my side of town, thinking about the life I'm living. As time passes, I know this road can't get any clearer. Shooting for stars, I'm down to reach a higher position. Man, I do this for my squad, my mom and my sister. And every other day, the pain, I wish it all away. Rising every morning, hoping I don't take a fall today. These critics gon' hate, but I'ma give them all of me so they can watch a real nigga fly. Angel, man, I'm living my life forever, it's we all do. Just the same, maintain, I got nothing to lose. Cause when you start from the bottom, you define your craft. And take down folks, but it's a matter of getting back. I'd rather let you hear the pain than show you an act. Or give you my opinion when most of it's fact. It's particular, I got something most niggas lack. Cause I'm destined to get it. Man, we playing to win it.
I'm cruising through my side of town, thinking about the life I'm living. As time passes, I know this road can't get any clearer.
Shooting for stars, I'm bound to reach a higher position. Man, I do this for my squad, my mom and my sister. And every other day, the pain, I wish it all away. Rising every morning, hoping I don't take a fall today. These critics gon' hate, but I'ma give them all of me so they can watch a real nigga fly. Angel,
and I'm
just cruising through my side of town, thinking about the life I'm living. As time passes, I know this road can't get any clearer. Shooting for stars, I'm bound to reach a higher position. Man, I do this for my squad, my mom and my sister. And every other day, the pain, I wish it all away. Rising every morning, hoping I don't take a fall today. These critics gon' hate, but I'ma give them all of me so they can watch a real nigga fly. Angel wings. Angel wings. Watch me fly, man.
Yo, what's up? What's poppin', everyone? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have tuned in to Tell All Radio. With me, I have have my lovely co-host, Miss Sexy K. What's up, Miss Sexy K?
Hey.
First and foremost, it wouldn't be right if I didn't get my shout out on. So, of course, shout out to God, who's the head and tail of everything that we do here at Tell All Radio. Even though we might get a little ratchet and nasty, you know, he still loves us, and you should too. Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team. We have Six Man Radio chill down every Saturday night by the Wolfman, Bessie, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, and his co-host, Miss Nadine Michelle. Also, we have Bodega Fresh every Sunday, held down by Nadine Michelle as well. Monday nights, we have The Race with Colby in Rome. Tuesdays, PD Radio is always live with Tammy in Black. Thursday night is double the fun because we have Aaron's show, Grown Man Gaming, and we also have Woodshop with Sarah Copeland. Friday night, we got the boy TMS giving us the MCMI report. And of course, Tell All Radio every Wednesday with me, Princess Jazzy, Sexy K, and of course, you, the great listeners that tune in and kick it with us. Shout out to you guys as well. Tonight, it's going to be a great show for you guys because it's questions and answers night. That means you can call up and ask whatever question you want, and we'll try and answer it for you, depending on what it is. Also, it wouldn't be something interesting. It wouldn't be Princess Jazzy approved if I didn't have some interesting questions to ask, and I do have some, so I'm super ready for that. Also, Dope MC Night winner Chris Cold is going to be blessing us with his time, getting to know his movement and his music. I'm super excited about that, definitely. If you haven't checked out Dope MC Night, make sure you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/sixmanradio. Scroll down, all the way down, keep going until you go and you see Tell All Radio /Dope MC Night. Definitely go listen to that. It was definitely a great, amazing battle. Shout out to Dancy, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, and my other judge, DJ Prince. Shout out to them. Also, I can't forget the word of the day, which is, I don't know what it is, because I have the definition, but I don't have the damn word. So, forgive me, but yeah. We're going to go to the quote of the day, which is, you've got to follow your passion. You've got to figure out what it is you love, who you really are, and have the courage to do that. I believe that the only courage anybody ever needs is the courage to follow their own dreams. Oprah Winfrey. So, you guys, I'm just super excited about tonight because it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome, fantastic, wonderful. And I got some great music for you guys. Also, you know, DJ Prince, he didn't get to do the mix this week. So I put together a few little mixes. You know what I mean? I went on YouTube. You can find anything on YouTube. So I went on YouTube and I just heard some music that I like to listen to. That's my jams. So I figured you guys would like it too as well. This is some good music from the 80s and the 90s. So, of course, it's great. Of course, it's dope. So, without further ado, I'm going to jump into some music. You guys ready, excited, pumped? And then we come back, we're going to jump into questions and answers. So, you guys, call up, kick it with us. The number is 646-478-3599. Tell a friend, tell a homie, tell your brother, your mom, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, everybody. Just tell everybody to call in and kick it with us. All right? So, All Radio, let's go.
Y'all don't mind, I like to talk about this woman of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home.
But when I'm down, I'm broke.
She's telling me about some things that my girlfriend got, what she ain't got. And she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time.
to say, but words sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you. There's nothing that I'd rather do than spend every moment with you. I guess you should know I feel so. You are my lady. You're everything I need.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Call me.
Guys, we're back, and you are tuned in to Tell All Radio with your girl, Princess Jazzy, and I got Miss K.
Yeah.
I was about to say, where you at?
I was just listening to
the
music and stuff.
I know. I hope you guys enjoyed that, like, you know, I love old school music, so...
I do too. I was like, dog, Jazzy's taking it back. Wait a minute.
Exactly. I love the old school, right? That's why, and I was doing the old school. Like, I was just feeling like I needed some of that old R&B. You know what I mean? That's what I needed. So, definitely. We have a caller on the line who wants to, I guess, ask us a question so we can give them an answer. So let's bring them in and see what's happening with them. So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Myrtle Beach. My name is Lesbian Lover.
Hi, Lesbian Lover. How are you?
I'm good. Have you ever been with a woman before? Have you ever had lesbian action before?
Okay. Honestly, I guess I gotta answer this question honestly. Yes, I have been with a woman before.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I bet it is amazing. I don't know. You know. But yeah, you guys, I'm not ashamed to say that I've gone over the red tape and I've, you know, jumped in the ocean. You know what I mean? I'm not scared to say that, you know. It was a definitely interesting experience in my life, but, you know, it is what it is. Now, to some questions that I would like to know that I want you guys to chime in on is interracial relationships, are they damaging towards your family or it doesn't matter because it's your relationship? Like, what do you think? What do you think, Sexy K? No, yes, kind of, sort of. Sexy K now left me. Honestly, I feel like, I don't know. I've been in an interracial relationship before. My first relationship ever, actually. My first boyfriend. And it was a pretty jacked up situation just because my uncle was not feeling it at all. And it's crazy because he was dating a woman of the opposite race, a white woman. So when I was dating a white guy, it was like, no, 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 you can't do that. But he was dating a white woman and he was all good. So I felt some type of way about that, especially since, you know, he was the pot calling the kettle black. Is that what they say? Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, you guys call up, chime in on the conversation. The number is 646-478-3599. My question is, interracial dating, is it damaging towards your family or does it not matter? Would you just, you would still date them, you know, like, what would you do? Yeah, let me know. Also, another question I have is, would you ever make a sex tape? I know some of y'all are like, well, I want to do a sex tape, but I don't know because they might leak it or something. So, if you have that feeling, who would you want to keep the sex tape? I don't know. I'm like, I would want to make one with my husband because I know that it's not going nowhere. I know that it's going to, you know, always remain between us. Okay, absolutely, definitely. And because I feel like we're always going to be together. Once we're together, we're together. There is no leaving me. There is no divorce. Not in my book. I don't believe in divorce, so. Not at all. Not going down. Another question I have is, can you change a man? This is one of the most difficult questions for me because I don't think so. I feel like you can probably influence him to think about the right thing to do, but you can't teach him or make him do the right thing. That would have to be something he would have to, you know, do himself internally. So, I don't know, you know. It's either, you know, in and out. It's in and out with that one, because you never know. You don't know the people you're going to deal with, the guys, or the woman you're going to come across. Can you change a woman?
but she's a gold digging hooker. Like, do you think you will be able to change that about her? Or is she still going to be a gold digging hooker? Like, I don't know, you know? It's different. I guess it depends on the situation. I guess, you know, whatever. Also, another question I have is, should you test it before you marry it? So, should you test out the goods before you, you know?
Yeah.
Being a committed, really. Oh, now you want to answer. Oh, now sexy gay want to chime in.
Oh, sorry.
Late ass.
Yes, I really do think you should. And I know you shouldn't, and supposed to be waiting and all, but because what if you get married and it's not good? Then what?
Yeah. That would suck. I've had some experiences where I've dated a guy for like 3 years and we didn't have sex, and then we had sex and it was horrible.
Oh my goodness. Now imagine you would have married that.
Exactly. It changed my whole perspective about him.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think I love you anymore. Like,
all
that time.
You'll wait before you
find
really
like, And it's crazy because we had, you know, history. Like,
yeah.
We really did care about each other. We really did love each other. But it was one of those things where I was just like, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could be with you and pretend to like what you're doing. Because I don't like
you. Yeah.
Like, he was definitely a pineapple moment. Like, I was like, whoa. Like, I cannot do it. I don't know who told you it was good or whatever. They lied. That's all.
Maybe
he
was just good for someone else, Jazzy. Oh,
maybe.
He probably was.
Maybe.
Somebody else, yeah.
Yeah, but also I was asking them, Frankie J, interracial dating, do you feel like it damages your family when you date outside of your race?
Would I date outside my race?
Yeah, would you date outside your race?
Yeah.
If you were single and not married?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
so
would.
Do you feel like if you... Do you feel like if you dated outside of your race, that it would matter to your family?
You know what? I think it matters. Say, for instance, if I was with a white guy and he didn't have no job or he mistreated me, but if I had a white guy that had money and took good care of me or whatever, I don't think they would really see. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it depends on what's going on in the situation.
Yeah, the situation. Absolutely.
And trust me, I've dated a white boy before, and he was fine. Do you hear me? So he would have to be that. Because,
exactly.
you know, the family will start talking about that, too. Like, dog,
absolutely.
You went with a white guy, at least got a white guy that looked like something.
Exactly.
You know, so it that's how things, it's not even really a race issue. I think it's more of if it's the other race, it needs to be, it got to be close to perfect.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Or if you date like a dark skinned dude, it has to be close to perfect, right? You got to be
You can't just go out and get anybody, right? That's right, because, you know, my husband being real dark skinned, you know, I had to find something that was cocky and, you know, so
exactly.
Yeah.
You gotta feel, if you dark skinned, you gotta feel yourself. Like, you gotta
exactly.
be overly arrogant. You know what I mean? You
yes.
gotta be old, like, arrogant, but still, you know what I mean? Chill
yes.
and relax. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you gotta overdo it sometimes if you dark skinned. Nothing
yes.
against my dark skin. Nothing at all,
yeah.
but it's true. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you have to be gorgeous. Gotta have something good about you.
Exactly. I was saying that I used to date my first boyfriend. My first boyfriend was when I was 10 years old, y'all. And I dated, like I said, a white boy.
Mm-hmm.
And people had a problem with that. Like, people in my family had a problem. They was like, nah, no, you're not going to do that. And I'm like, how you going to tell me that when you dating a white woman?
Oh, okay.
Like, that don't make no sense.
Okay.
Like, what do you mean? I felt some type of way. But I was 10, so, you know, it wasn't really But I was still like, you know, this is my first boyfriend. You know what I mean? Even though his kisses are nasty and...
girl!
He's slobber on himself, like, you know what I mean? It's still my first, so, you know, I'm going to be proud of this. I was seriously, he was disgusting. Like, he was my first kiss. It was disgusting, you guys. Like, every time I think about it, I just want to throw up. Like, you know what I mean? Not that I have anything against white guys, because like I said, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm very versatile when it comes to race and relationships.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen some fine ass white men.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah. If I tell you, I would hit it. I would definitely bend them up. No. I would definitely, like, for real, hit it. Mm-hmm. Like, I would let them hit it. You know what I mean? Because they just So. Another question I had was, would you ever make a sex tape?
I have with my husband, and I made sure it was deleted.
So you got to delete it.
Oh, yes, I deleted it because I don't need the kids following it. I don't need...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not planning on going anywhere or leaving them or whatever, but, you know, things happen. And then he end up just sitting there playing it while we're not together. No.
So you wouldn't let him keep it so he can play it?
No. That's trifling. No, we broke up for a reason. No, we broke up for a reason. You don't need to see none of this no more.
Oh, my goodness. That's messed up.
Yeah.
I don't think I would let him keep it because you never know what people...
That's what I said.
Watch it a couple of times
and delete it because I don't want my kids finding it, even though they don't be in our room like that. But still, you never know. Never know. Somebody might break in the house and find it.
They gonna break in the house and steal the sex tape.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you're too much. I don't believe that's the first thing they're gonna go for at 30 gay. I don't think. So, can you change a man or a woman? That's one of my other questions that I have. I don't think so.
Yeah.
It depends on the situation.
It depends on what it is because if it's something, you know what I'm saying, not so big, it probably can be changed. Because there's some things I've told my husband, he changed, you know what I'm saying? So it depends. It depends. Some things can be changed.
Do you think that people should change?
If it's going to make your relationship better, yes. Or the situation better, yes, they should. If he came to me and said, you know, Keisha, I don't like when you do this, I'm going to change that for him to make, you know, things better.
Absolutely. That is how you treat your spouse, okay?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be like, baby, I do whatever you want me to do. And that's...
Wait a minute now. I don't know about whatever.
Listen. If you love somebody, I'm not going to say it's not life-threatening or it's not going to just change who you are, period. Like, I would do it. Just because I want to make my spouse happy.
Like, that's something that, that's one of my jobs as, you know, a person in the relationship. I have to kind of accommodate, you know what I mean? I have to let him know, listen, I will do whatever it takes to make sure you're happy, but as long as you do whatever it takes to make me happy, we good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, it's one of those things that it could be, you know,
worked out.
It's weird, yeah. And it's weird for some people because they don't want to do that. They feel like, oh, you met me and I was this, so why do you want me to change?
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, they love you. And they love things about you, but there are certain things that you just can't, you know what I mean? Like, farting under the covers. Like, I can't do that. Like, that's too much. Like, you have to change that. I don't know anybody who wants to smell that. Like, that's me.
Okay.
Like, stop. I can't do it. I really can't. Yeah. I really can't do it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, telling me to rub your feet, like, putting your feet on me. Like, I can't do that either. Like, keep your feet to yourself. Keep some socks on. Like, I don't need to touch your skin.
Yeah.
Not your feet, anyway. Like, I'll touch, you know, your chest and your back and all that. But your feet, you got to keep them bad boys to yourself. Especially if
now,
they look like him
the thing,
and
The thing I don't like... though, like, say for instance, if he or she was a certain way when you got with them, and then later on down the line they changed, that's what I don't like. Because first of all, you started off like that, you should continue to be like that.
Exactly. But like, fellas, when you have a girlfriend and you take her out to dinner every week, you buy her roses,
you know,
every Wednesday. You
want to get
her
hair and her nails
done. You know what I mean? You
got to
keep that
up. And then later on, oh, I got her now, so I'm not going to do it.
So you're going to stop. That's a quick way for me to say, you know, I liked you and everything, but we can't kick it no more.
Yeah.
Because I'm very quick to say that. Like, I don't even care. Like, I will act like I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
That's just me. You know, at a certain point, I feel like, listen, we should be at a certain state where we both know that I have to keep doing this. I have to continue to make this person happy. I have to continue to build with this person. Like, that has
been my ultimate goal. Because that person, obviously, that person wanted to be with you because you were that way.
Exactly.
And then you changed. It's like, this is not a person I...
Exactly. Like my son, he'd be like, who are you? Yelling like, who are you? Like, really. Like, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to fall in love with somebody and then turn and figure out it's somebody else. Like, nobody wants to do that. Funny thing, you guys. Funny story for me. I actually got catfished. For those of you who do not know what Catfish is a TV show that comes on. I think they already had their last episode, but it comes on or whatever, and it's pretty much about online dating or on meeting people online. And these people, they meet these people online, and the crazy thing is that they talk to these people for years, like develop really real feelings. You know, for years, like 5 to 10 years, you talk to this person. You never met them. You never video chatted them. You never see. I mean, you've seen pictures, but it's, you don't know if it's pictures of them or if it's pictures of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, this guy goes and he says, "Yo, you want to meet this person? All right, cool. I got you. Let's see if we can set something up." He sets it up, and then you meet, and sometimes it's not what you expect. Sometimes the person is not who they say they are. They look completely different, or they do something completely different, or it's just it's just not what they said it was. So yeah, I got catfished. It wasn't anybody I was dating, but it was someone that I was conversating with, which that's why it kind of threw me off, because I was like, you know, why would you do it? I'm not trying to be with you, so why do you feel the need to do that? Like, that's crazy. Anyway, it was just a horrible situation. He was ugly as hell, and I was just like, I was disappointed, because I was just like, you know, really? Why would you do that? There was no reason. I don't know. It was funny, but at the same time, I was like annoyed, because I'm like, dude, like, I don't even want you. Like, why you act like, why you doing that? It's just, it's not cute. It's not attractive, and it makes me not even want to be your friend. Like, I don't even want to talk to you no more, because I don't know if what you're saying is true, because you lied about how you look. Like, who does that? Who lies about how they look?
Somebody that's desperate.
But it's like, still, like, I'm going to meet you one day. Like, if we're friends like that, I would think that we would see each other one day, or we'll hang out. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, but you can hang out. Say, for instance, sometimes I see couples and I'm like, damn, what in the hell is she seeing him, or what in the hell is he seeing her? It's because some of those relationships, say for instance, you know somebody that knows somebody, or y'all hanging out at the house, you love their personality. So the ugliness is not,
mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. No, I don't understand what you're saying, because I hate when people say that.
I came over to your house and you had an ugly friend, but I mean, he was your friend, he's nothing to you, no boyfriend or nothing to you, he's just a good friend, but he might not be all that cute, but his personality and the way he's funny or whatever, you know, I really like. So I'm gonna I mean, it might take a whole lot of him trying to talk to me, but I might jump in and be like, you know what, I like him.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I feel like this. Being attracted to someone is both physical, mental, emotional. That is the full attraction. Like, that's like, oh my God, like, I love that person. You can't be halfway liking somebody. They're either your friend or you want something more than a friendship. Now, if I meet somebody and I'm not physically attracted to them, then of course that is going to be put in the friend category immediately. There is no, I'm going to like your personality. Hell no.
But
I'm
still
like the personality,
real,
but we can be friends.
It's
like, not going to be.
Okay. Okay, that's you, Miss Ma'am. But I'm saying, it's some people that, you know, that's how the relationship starts. It's because
not at all. I don't think that's the case. When you see an ugly person with a fine ass person, that's not the reason why. Because
why?
They like their personality.
Why
no,
would
the
it has
good,
to be their personality,
or
Charlie,
the pussy is good.
No.
Either pussy is good or the dick is good.
Okay,
there
but
is no,
still,
oh, I like your
still,
personality.
Okay, but still, it has to be something. It don't have to be the looks. That's what I'm trying to say. It don't have to be the personality. It could be that.
No, all that goes
hand in hand. You saying the looks, and I'm saying that just because the looks don't mean anything, long as their personality and long as they stuff rocking. Well, okay. Well,
that's what I'm saying. If you see a person and they're together, doesn't necessarily mean that they are in love with each other. But if they are together and they're claiming each other, it's for a reason other than, oh, I like their personality. No. Because what can you do with personality? What can you do with personality?
It might be something else, Jazz. But
what can you do with personality?
I feel like it's the look. It don't have to be the look.
You know what I mean? It's, like I said, either the pussy is good or the dick is good. But that, because that, I don't see it. I don't see, oh, I'm going to be with this person because their personality, but they ugly as hell. I don't see that. I don't see that logic. I don't understand that. No. Either they have money and they spending money on you, or they catering to you, or they're, you know, like I said, pussy or dick is good, or you just lonely and you want to have somebody. But it's not because their personality is so awesome that even though they ugly as hell, you still gonna kick it with them.
I don't see that. It's their personality and whatever else they bring with that personality. Because if you got money and you got a fucked up personality and you ugly, I want to be with you.
That's right. That's true.
If you got money and you got a fucked up personality and you ugly, though, no, you're going to be by yourself.
Exactly. But just for, okay, I'm not going to say it for everybody else, but I just feel like, for me, like, if you ugly, that's just a no-brainer for me. Like, we could be friends, but I wouldn't care if your personality was cool as hell. Like, we could not be together because I'm not physically attracted to you. So therefore, because I'm not physically attracted to you,
you
would never be intimate.
What else?
You would never be intimate.
That's you.
Because
that's
I'm not
you.
Attracted.
That's you though. It might. Somebody else might feel different. Whoever's out there right now dating an ugly man or woman, do not see what you talk
about.
There's
a lot of them out there.
Girl, yes. Working in the store, I see it all the time. I'm like,
yes.
What is she doing? Okay.
I'm real mad when I see a fine ass dude with an ugly ass face.
With an ugly girl,
I'm like,
right?
Oh my God, like, I'm walking around here single and she got a man.
You are so crazy.
Like, what is up with that?
When I see them pregnant, I'm like, what is up?
Like, how
did
you get that way?
Yes, who knocked you up? I want to see this person.
And they come back. And then they'd be fine. They'd be fine as hell. You'd be like, damn.
What in the world? He done got caught up.
He was having sex. He was in love with that pussy. And then he kind of kept it in there for a little bit too long. Now he's stuck. Can't go nowhere. Yeah. I feel like, you know, just because you have a nice personality doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be with you. And I feel like that's for everybody. You could sexy cat, you could sit here and say, oh, that's not everybody. No, I think that's for everybody. They have to have something other than their personality that keeps coming back. That's just how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe people when they say, oh,
well, child,
like my
mama and everybody say, there's somebody out there for everybody.
Exactly. There's an ugly ass person out there for an ugly ass person. Y'all are gonna meet each other. It's gonna happen. Shout out to the ugly people. Like, nothing against you guys. Love you guys.
And it's crazy because they have the most beautiful babies. I'll be like,
exactly.
Oh, the most beautiful babies, Lord.
That's probably not their baby, though. That's why I said you should another question I have. Should you, even if you know that this person is a person that you've been having sex with and you trust them, when they get pregnant, after they have the baby, should you get a DNA test? Even if you know that it's yours. I feel like you should.
Yes. Why?
Because even if you're so completely sure, unless it's your, I don't even know, because marriages are sketchy now. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know who they fucking. You never know until you get that DNA test, that Dana, and you find out. You know what I mean? So I just feel like in any situation, it doesn't matter if you're super confident or whatever, I still think you should get one just to be sure. Just to be absolutely positive. There is no your uncle or your cousin can come up to you and say, yo, you show that baby his door. That doesn't look nothing like you.
Girl,
no.
People do that, though.
You said, I need a DNA test.
I wish people would.
Not 12 years later when y'all done, you know what I mean, raised the damn baby and now you want to ask for a DNA test. No. But
no, even if I was, even if I just said I got pregnant, I wish you would ask me something like that.
Why would you feel some type of way if you're secure?
Because I'm not that type of what? I'm not that type of girl, for one, and you should know that I'm not like that.
Absolutely, and I'm not like that either. But I feel like just so there will be no doubt towards anybody, just so you know that I'm real and I keep it 100 and I'm only having sex with you and you my main and you my one and my only. Oh, yes. If you come to me and say, babe, you know, I think we should take a DNA test, I'm not going to feel that way. I'm going to be like, all right, I got you.
If I go in the courthouse with any of my kids, they gonna look at him like, you know what, sir? If you don't,
that's why
your
I'm
ass. He ain't even gonna have to open up the. He ain't even have to. I have to open it up. He gonna say, sir, if you don't get the hell out of this court, why would you even waste your money?
Like. Because I'm saying, like, even, and like I told my son's father, you know, when he was going around, and that's what I'm talking about, like, just so, because as a woman, to have somebody come at you, even though they know you, even though you've known me for years, and you know what type of person I am.
If he need to be comfortable with that, then that's fine. I wouldn't have no problem with
it. Comfortable in the situation. And then I was like, you know what? My girl, you know what I mean? I already know because we already got the test done. We already handled that. So don't worry about what's going on. He's comfortable in the situation. He's comfortable with what's going on and what's happening. Absolutely. I feel like you should, as a woman, stop trying to act like, oh, he's trying to say I'm a hoe. No. It's just he needs to be as comfortable as you are. And if you're not secure in the situation, because most of the time, 9 times out of 10, the woman is not secure about the situation. So she's going to act ratchet, and she's going to get wild, and she's going to be like, what you trying to say? I ain't know how this is that. A woman who is secure in that situation will be like, all right, I got you. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be no, oh, why you asking me that? Why you? No, it would just be,
well, let me tell
you
something.
No, I got you. You know what I mean? I'm going to make it happen.
No, it depends, because if he was to come to me and tell me that he wanted tests for the kids or whatever, or if I was pregnant or whatever, first of all, I'm going to look at it, oh, you think I'm a whore. I'm out there doing something. I don't have no business. Okay, boo, that's fine. We can do the test. But guess what? After that test come back, I wouldn't be with you anymore. I wouldn't even look at you anymore. So how about that?
You're taking it to another level, 6K.
I'm just saying, boo.
Well, it's like I said,
because you just tried me, first of all,
you and your husband been together, what, 15 years?
We've been married for 15.
We've been married for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you have how many kids?
Five kids.
So if he want to know right now, oh, hell yeah, leave his ass. Because that's just too much. Right? I understand that you asked in the beginning, but you asking right now, like, it's they almost grown as hell. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, absolutely. Like, he would have to kiss my ass because that's just too much.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't let you.
Right by yourself. You'll be right by yourself with them
exactly.
them positive test results.
Exactly. That says you are 99.9999%.
Yes, boo.
You are
right there with your little test that you wanted. You'll be right there by yourself with them.
Exactly. But like I said, I feel like, you know, if in the beginning they're sketchy, or in the beginning, even if they're secure, and they ask for one, I think as a woman you should be able to do that, unless you got something to hide.
But I understand where you coming from, though. You know,
yeah, like
other situations, yes.
Like I said, with my son's father, he was like, he was walking around talking about, oh, dang, my baby. Da, 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 da. And I was like, dude.
Oh,
like,
I would have ran down there real quick then.
I was like, dude, I told you to go to the hospital when I had him to get the test done, just so that you would know that I'm not no hoe, and I hold my shit down. I handle my business. I know what it is. And you up here running around like, and then you tell me, no, I don't want to test. All right, then shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, don't sit here and try to play me. Like, own up to your shit. But, you know, men, what can we do? Slap them in the damn face. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. But, you guys, we're going to take a quick little break because I'm tired of talking. My throat hurts and I'm getting mad as hell thinking about this. I'm just getting annoyed. Like, you know what I mean? Because I was like, you know, dudes are just. They call females ratchet, but dudes are really ratchet. Like, for real. So we're going to jump into some music. We're going to jump back into some throwbacks, you know what I mean? Because I'm feeling old school tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking that.
Absolutely. I'm going to jump into a 90s mix. Ooh, it's about to get real intense, you guys. Grab your vibrators. Because I don't have mine. And we're going to get into the mix. And then when we come back, we're going to be joined by Chris Cold, Dope MC Night winner. Like I said, if you missed Dope MC Night, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/6manradio. Scroll down, keep scrolling, scroll a little more. And then you'll see Tell All Radio Size Dope MC Night. Make sure you guys go check that out. We're about to get into the mix. The 90s mix. Tell All Radio.
Oh,
All right, guys. We're going to jump to a few callers right now. I'm going to interrupt the 90s mix. I know y'all feeling that. Y'all loving that. Sexy Cat, you with me? You loving it?
Yup.
It's good.
Girl, I know it's
all right, so I'm going to bring in some callers who want to chime in on the conversation. Again, if you want to chime in, you can always call up and kick it with us. The number is 646-478-3599. Let's step into the first caller. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. As always. So what did you want to chime in tonight? It's answers and questions night. Questions and answers night, my B. And we were pretty much talking about one of our really hot topic questions was, do you feel like a man should get a DNA test even if he's sure that it's his baby?
Well, no. Because if you do get a DNA test, that's basically saying that it's no trust in a relationship. So if you trust your mate, why get a DNA test?
Mm-hmm. Because, okay, let me tell you my logic. Because I feel like even if you trust them, even if, you know, you're just without a shadow of doubt, you know that it's your baby, it's always better to be comfortable, to be like, okay, I don't have to think about it because I not only know that she would never do it, I have it on paper as well.
Well, that's understandable, but in a long run too is, do you, if you don't trust your mate that much, because you got to go get a DNA test, why be with them? I mean,
I just feel like it's not about if you trust them or not. It's about having that other security, that other thing that says, even if I, because, okay, let's say one day you know, because the baby's not always going to come out looking like who you think it's supposed to look like. So you're like, I wonder why I'm dark-skinned and this baby is light as hell, like they white. And it's not just when they're first born, they stay that way. Then you thinking like, I know she would never do that, but damn, like who in my family look like that?
Well, if it's a question and like that, then yes, do the test and make yourself happy or to make yourself at ease.
That's why I feel like you should just do it anyway. Just so even if that baby doesn't look like you, you still, and even, and there are some cases where women have children that look like the father, but they don't see the father. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
you can't necessarily say, oh, well, he looked like me or she looked like me, so that's my baby. Because it might not be a baby. And then 18 years later, your ass gonna be broke. You know what I mean?
But,
like,
I mean, I have, like, with my family. My family is a dark skin family, and I'm dark skin myself. But on my grandmama's side, we have light skin in our family also. So it's like she got like 14 kids, and 10 of them is dark skin. There's 4 of them that light skin, but all of them is from the same 2 people. So, and it runs through generation as 4th grade. It might not even hit, you know what I'm saying? Like, my grandmama got light-skinned family, light-skinned kids, but then it skipped her kids, it skipped her child, and go to the grandkids, or let's get the grandkids and go to the great grand. I mean, you never know when it's going to come out of that.
Yeah, but it's always a specific type of trait. Like, in my family, the boys, they all have this head
like this big ass head. So we know, okay, they got a big ass head. That's, yeah. They in the family. Like, that's just certain things that you know. But I just feel like, just me personally, I just feel like even if a guy came up to me and said, yo, and we were together and we, you know, I was pregnant and we were having a baby, and he said, listen, you know, the way he says it, of course, listen, I want to get a test done. I'm not going to bitch about it. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, you don't trust me. No, I'm going to just be like, okay. And we can do it whenever it gets to that point. Because
you,
I'm
probably
not
one of the only
scared or nervous about what's going to happen.
Yeah, but you like probably one of the only females that would not get mad about it. I mean,
that's because they're scared and they're nervous and they don't really know if that's the daddy. Like, you know what I mean? Especially younger people, because they have sex with so many people. So it's like, if he questioned me, like, how am I going to get out of that? Like, because I don't really know, because I had sex with Tom Holmes the same time I had sex with him, and I don't remember if we used a condom.
True. That's understandable.
So I just feel like, you know, certain situations, okay, if you're married to the person and y'all been together for years and you say you know them and whatever, I still feel like with married people, it should be the same way. Just get it done. Whatever. If it's not going to hurt nothing, then do it. You know, if it's going to hurt something, of course you're going to be upset and ratchet and all this stuff. But it is what it is.
Okay.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah. But after, okay, like you say that after marriage, and you still do it even when you're married. Okay, say for instance, if your child is like 5 years old. That means you just spent.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't wait until the child is damn near really yours, because you've been taking care of this child. Do it when soon as, you know, they have in the hospital where you can have a baby and you can have a test done for free in the hospital at same time. So it's not like you have to spend money to get it done. You know what I mean? I just feel like people do unnecessary stuff. Like, they wait until the child is 18 years old and then they want to deny it. And then, you know, it's just ridiculous. Like, stop playing yourself. If you feel some type of way, even if you don't feel some type of way, just have it done. That way you have no doubt 18 years later.
Yeah, that's true. But after, I mean, me personally, I'm a family guy. So after I've been with the child, practically, I mean, even after seeing the baby born, I'm going to want to take this child as my own, even if it's not mine. So after all that struggle, even with an unborn child, if you marry, you have to deal with your wife, pregnancy, throwing up, the aching pain, going through the cravings that females go through during pregnancy. That's all in taking care of the family and the child. So once the baby is born, it's like a joy of, okay, I helped take care of this to be born into life. I don't want to throw that away, say, for just because it's not mine. If we marry, okay, it was a mistake. I'm still going to take care of this baby as it is mine.
Okay. Well, there's very few of you out there that would be like, okay, even though this baby is not mine biologically, I'm still going to be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I mean, but I'm a family guy, so I love
you. Yeah. Well, we're going to bring another caller into this little conversation. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing? I'm Rob from Lakewood, North Carolina.
Okay, so we're talking about, should you get a DNA test done, even if you know, even if you're absolutely positively sure that this is your baby, you can still get it done. We can't hear you.
Okay.
Technical difficulties, you guys.
Honestly, how I feel about that situation, is I've been through a lot of relationships in my past, and I've actually had gone through something like that before, and the baby wasn't even mine. So, like, I do believe in getting tested, and I've had a lot of self relationships, so that right there is why I do believe in DNA testing. And, you know, I've met this girl, and I really like her a lot. So by listening to this show, you know, I could talk to her some more about that in our next conversation. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. All right.
All right, you guys. We had some male perspectives. There's one who said you should, and there's one who said you shouldn't. I guess you just sweep it under the rug, I guess. But, you know, like I said, it's different in every situation. We're going to get to some more throwbacks. We're going to get to some hip-hop, and then we come back, we got Chris Cole. I mean, are y'all ready? Are y'all excited? Are y'all pumped? Because I'm pumped. Yeah, let's get it. Oh, son. All right, I'm done. I'm not going to do that again. Here we go.
This is the show.
yo, 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 what's up? This is yo, 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 what's up? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and we're back. You are tuned in to Tell All Radio. I got my boy, Chris Cole, on the line, the winner from Dope MC Nights. What's up, Chris?
What's going on?
Nothing much. How you feeling? You good?
Yeah,
ready?
I'm
you hype?
Yeah.
I forgot that's your signature. Yeah. So how did you come up with the name Chris Cold? I know your name is Chris, but what? How did the cold come about?
I grew up in a lot of cold weather, and like, you know, DC, like, I just liked it. Like, I liked it, that type of weather. It always stuck with, and it gave me some type of vibe, and I just stuck with it, like Chris Cole.
That's actually a good, like, way to get a name, though. Like, it's very creative.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. So, thinking back to your early childhood, what was your first experience with music?
My first encounter with music, I would say, when I first heard Computer Love by Zach and Roger.
That,
yes.
That's my song. That is my song. How old are you, Chris?
How old am I?
18. Oh, wow. I feel old.
Nah.
That's what's up. I love that song, though. And we used to do, like, the little rub your hands against the snap and hit your chest. You ever do that?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but I don't do a lot of dancing.
Oh, okay. I used to do that all the time. Now it seems whack now, but I used to do it. I'm not going to cry.
No, it's not whack. Like, I just never tried.
It's what? Now that I think about it, I'm like, damn, did I really do that? That sucks. That's really sad. So how would you say that the music from then differs from what you listen to now? Do you still listen to that type of music, or are you more of a mainstream listener?
I like the new school music, but it's not the old school, like the 80s, that type of music. So
the 90s, I think, was the best music, like, in the 90s. Especially his best R&B, like, they killed it.
Yeah.
So can you remember the first song that you've ever written or ever spit for anybody?
That's easy. Computer Love. Computer Love.
Wow.
I think I've been like 11, 12, and
oh,
I like
wow.
that song a lot, so.
That's a good song. Yeah. I might need to play that. I might need to put that on. You never know. It might just come on. So what made you first realize that you wanted to pursue a career in music?
Music, it was the only thing I do. Like, the only thing I know how to do on a consistent basis. So I just stuck with it.
Okay. How did you become involved in it? Did you just one day, you heard, like you say, you heard the song and you just said, yo, I'm going to do this?
I was more into trying to be a poet. And I see, like, it was okay, but I needed, like, some type of rhythm. So mm-hmm. I figured, like, if I try writing songs, maybe my poetry would be better or something. I just kept writing. And I tried it out with music, and it just stuck with it.
Poetry is definitely transitional into
mm-hmm.
music. Like, it's definitely easy to do it. Especially if you're good at what you do. And I'm saying, you good. Good. Dope. So if you had to describe your music in 3 or 4 words, what would you call it?
Life. life. That's it. His music is my heartbeat. Keeps me alive, like, kind of in a way. Without music, I don't feel like a normal person.
Definitely. I agree with that. Definitely, definitely. I love music. Definitely. It's interesting because there's so many different ways that you could do it.
Yeah.
Do you like all types of music, or do you just like a certain type?
I like all types of music, like, except pop music.
You don't like pop? You need to stop it right now.
No, I'm not a pop fan.
I'll be jamming, right? You need to stop playing. I like pop music. What's wrong with it? You know, you just not feel it. It's too hype. It's too hype.
I'm more laid back.
But the funny thing is, I'm really laid back, but I love, like, pop. I love it. I love to get hype sometimes. Other times, I like to be chill and relax.
It's
true. Oh, yeah. You know. So when you listen to music, do you enjoy the beat or the words more?
The words? There has to be a message in every type of music I listen to. Like, when I listen to that music, I listen at it to express how I'm feeling at that moment. So it has to be a certain type of message in my music in order for me to, like, listen.
So what artists in hip-hop right now do you like?
I still listen to Lil Drake. I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. A$AP Rocky.
I love him.
Yeah. A$AP with, you know, everybody.
Everybody, you just like everybody.
Yeah, like, I just like the music in general, like.
Yeah. Do you have a mixtape out right now?
It's called Welcome to Paradise.
Okay. Yeah. I know certain people, they have, like, concepts to their mixtape. Like, they have pretty much their music tells a story. What
yeah.
story does your mixtape say?
My mixtape basically tells the way that I'm living at that time, like, at that moment. I'm not like a rapper that likes to do songs for, like, clubs and stuff. Like, I'll do it, but it's not me. Like, I give you how I'm feeling inside more often. So my music describes how I'm feeling.
So I actually got a chance to listen to a couple of your tracks. That was really feeling. Especially I was feeling the one called What She Needs. That is definitely my favorite. I guess when I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I like it. But it's dope. Like, I love it.
Thank you.
What were you thinking about when you were writing that?
I was thinking of trying to do a song for the women, but as I started writing to it, it became more of music. So it's like a combination for the women and my love for the music. Like, I'm what she needs.
I like the way you think. It's so deep but simple. You know what I mean? Like, you make it sound simple, but it's really deeper. I don't know. I'm a groupie right now. I'm just saying that. I'm a groupie.
We can change that.
Oh, stop it. If you had to change one thing about your music, what do you think you would want to change?
One thing about my music?
Yeah, one thing to make it better. Or, you know, something just to change, to make it different. What would you change?
Nothing.
Nothing. You don't need to change anything. It's good the way it is.
Thank you.
So have you ever performed in front of people before?
Yes. Yes,
How was that experience?
I was nervous because I was first, but like once I got on the stage, I had to get it done, so.
Yeah, it's so different when you get on the stage, you become a different person. And
yeah.
It's not as scary, and it's kind of a natural feeling. So yeah, I feel you. If you had only 5 minutes to do a show, what song would you perform, and why would you perform that particular song?
I would perform Angel Wings because it shows a struggle. Like everybody goes through a struggle, but they don't give you the whole thing. See, in that song, I gave you everything. Every struggle that I've been through, and I would rather the fans hear something that come from the heart instead of something they could just get hyped to, get drunk to, or whatever.
I like that one too. I was like, wow, and it's crazy because you're only 18, so just think, like, you still have more growing to do, and you're already doing some amazing things. So.
Yeah.
I definitely think you definitely are going to go somewhere.
Thanks.
Before you go, I'm so glad you came on and kicked it with me. And super excited. Hopefully you'll come back, send me some new music. I'll play it for you. I got you. You know what I mean? But before you go, we're going to do the fill in the blanks that I have to do with every artist that comes on the show. Pretty much I'm going to say a statement, and I want you to... whatever it is you want to say towards that statement. Okay?
Alright.
So I'm going to jump into your single.
Alright. This is my second single off my mixtape, Welcome to Paradise, called What You Need. Check it out.
Reminiscing about this fine dime. Feel the chemistry when we lock eyes. And she got a smile so attractive. Flies, girl, I know that first class hit a perfect match. The Bonnie to my Clyde, that's without the act. I'm so obsessed with her, hate to see her friends with her. Let them add livers, we the headline. Because when I'm with you, you make me feel alive. She looking for real and I'm on the rise. All she need is for someone to really hold it down. Through them late nights, never had to worry about low. She'd rather stay high. So let's take flight and reach new heights. Try to live a new life. Tired of all them playaways. She needs someone to do right. Keep it real, never hold anything back. Fuck all them lies, she wanting someone to stay back. So I'm what she need in the nighttime. Girl, you the only thing on my mind. I'm what she need in the nighttime. Girl, you the only thing on my mind. Girl, I'm what you need, not your average. Rapper, you my only satisfaction. Climb in the ladder, I need somebody to build trust, to feel love. Who gon' beat that through downfalls and lift up? It's just us. Can't live with even seeing us. Also, someone between us. I get a deep rush. Pleasure you down the ride, it's whatever. We reaching a higher level than last time. You stay on my mind 24/7. I get my heart, and you manage to keep it real when you know all my flaws. They whispering in the wind, them hating niggas gon' talk. We making it through the winter, that's the reason they fear us. We got a bond that's stronger than what they used to. Can't deny it, we the bomb. I'm giving you something they ain't used to. It's been real all along. So,
all what you need in the nighttime. The only thing on my mind. I'm what you need in the nighttime. Girl, you the only thing on my mind. You all I need, baby. These thoughts on the money shit.
my all, so you know it's real. Late nights, all I do is reminisce.
All right, you guys, we're back, we're back, we're back. And if you haven't been listening, we have Chris Cold on the line, the winner of Dope Seed Night. What's up, Chris? You good? Chilling?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
All right. We're going to jump into the fill in the blanks. Are you ready? Because I'm telling you, sometimes I stump people and they don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready? Good?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Without music, I would be...
Lost in the world.
Oh, okay. Music is...
Life.
My music makes me feel...
Alive.
I write the songs I write because
it expresses how I feel.
And people should support my music because
it's from the heart, like, it's from the heart.
You did good. Like, most people are like, oh, I don't know what to say. I guess I thank you so much for coming on and kicking it with Tell All Radio, 6 Man Radio. Thank you so much, everybody. Say bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Like I said, we'll bring him back sometime soon. Maybe he'll come back for Dope NC Night again when we pop off on that. But Chris, thanks so much. If you want to, shout out anybody, or you want to give us any links to go listen to your music or whatever, go ahead and do that right now.
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to my team for the hard way: Jay Leno, Mike Murder, Rakim, and B.O. Pacino. Everybody, just the whole movement.
Absolutely. And where can we go pick up your mixtape?
You can pick up my mixtape from datpiff.com.
All right, you guys, you heard it first here on Tell All Radio with your girl Princess Jazzy and Chris Cole.
Tell All Radio
Tell
Live.
All Radio Tell Live. All right, guys, we're back. Let me bring my sexy K back on. Hey, what's poppin'? We have some callers on the line. They want to chime in. They want to say something, give us some questions. You know, I'm ready. I'm excited. You ready?
Yeah.
I might not answer this one, but, you know, I don't know. So, already, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I'm blessed.
That's wonderful. So, what's your question?
I've been talking to this one girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to know exactly how to approach this. And the main thing is, you know, I want a certain type of situation to take place.
Mm-hmm.
But, now my question to y'all is this. I'm looking for the wife type, but she's a freak type. You feel me? Like, she got all the qualities to be the wife. She got all the qualities to be the wife. She's working two jobs, no kids, got everything going their way how she wanted to go. But the way she cousin to me, like, damn, I can't even put a ring on it because it's like she's just a little nympho. Like, I'm like devastated. Like, I was heartbroken and everything. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself after that. Like this is some bullshit. Like, I just can't. Like, I'm not looking for a wife, but I definitely want one, you know. And it was like we was going hard. Like we was conversing about doing everything under the sun, religion, you know, just, you know, financial situations, dealing with, you know, fake people. We went on everything. And all of a sudden, you know, she just started cutting into me, like, with your body and, you know, this, and you're just so funny, and I do this, and I do that, and I'm just like, wow.
Okay, so my question is, if she's saying that to just you, why is that a thing?
You said what?
If she's only saying that to you, why is that a bad thing for her to be very sexual?
No, it's like, you know, she didn't pretty much told on herself in so many words. I caught her up in a couple of lives where, you know, she, oh, I ain't had sex in so long. You know, she was like, oh, I ain't been without, I had to touch myself and woo woo. And then she'd turn around and be like, yeah, like, because the last situation
oh,
I had, like, I ain't even, you feel me, like, the last situation I had, I ain't even come. Like, nigga just got on me and it was just in the way. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm blessed. I'm going to put you in your place. You know, I don't even want to do my own. Like, I just want to be humble about that shit, man. But it's like, I'm going to do something to this woman that's going to change her motherfucking life, man.
Oh, wow. Well, I feel like this, you know, I just feel like as a woman, you know, there are some women out there. I'm not going to say there aren't any women out there who don't touch themselves. But not
outside
of me. I mean, because I touch myself all the time.
You
know, you're
pretty nasty.
Exactly. You know, I have no type of, you know, I'm very comfortable with my sexuality, so, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, you might want to check her out. Maybe she's not.
I know, like, she got my curiosity. Like, that's one thing she do got. Like, she got my full undivided attention. And it's like, she swore for now she gonna conquer me. I've been through this life for 25 years and I have yet to be conquered by a woman, you know. So it's like,
yeah,
it's like,
but you still got many more to go. So
yeah, that's another thing. Like, I'm still, you know, I'm going through my phases, but I'm going through a phase right now where, though, I can't keep putting myself in these type of modern situations where I put this thing down and then, you know, I got to get a window busted or, you know, slash tire or, you know, I can't keep doing this. You know, that's just, it's not in my budget right now. I'm not touching these streets. I actually got a little 9-to-5 at the moment. So it's like, if I pay for another window, shame on me. I have to hit my brakes on my hazard zone. You know, I got to put my emergency brakes on because I'm doing too much for my own good at the moment.
So what you're saying is, it's that good.
I'm certified certainly. That's all I want to say. I'm just very certified. I've been blessed with certain attributes that most men haven't, and I just take it for a blessing more than anything.
Well, I don't really know what to say because I don't know if it's good or not because I've never tried it. But, you know... Those out there who have experienced the magic stick he claims he has,
y'all gonna make me do something y'all don't really want me to do. I'm gonna call in next week with an arsenal of people with their testimony. I can give a few testimonies.
Oh, really? I mean, okay, if you can get some people to call in next week testifying that the dick is good.
Yeah.
Then I believe you. But until then, I don't know.
All right, well, you know,
it's
that's
a
challenge. You shouldn't challenge. I'm a very competitive individual. I am very competitive, so that's like a challenge to my ego right there, you know?
Well, I'm hoping that I'm challenging your ego, so make sure next week you're ready.
I'm definitely going to be
honest.
God,
Jazzy, what have you done?
I'm definitely. I'm telling you, God is my witness. I will show up and I will show out with more than three testimonies.
More than three? Okay, y'all heard it. I mean, I have you on tape right now. You're recorded. You gonna
document it. Take a picture.
These chicks to call in and vouch for you, saying that the dick is good.
Yes.
Y'all heard it.
Now, what is my name gonna be? Can I be I'm gonna be Trinidad James, nigga. Don't believe it, just watch.
Oh my God.
nigga, don't believe it.
Oh,
you feel me?
Wow.
That's how I'm going to do that. That's,
you guys
I'm
are
really,
listening to Tell All Radio, for real.
That's how we're going to do that. We're going to do that for everybody who want to, you know, pay us close attention. We're going to bring it to a raw and uncut.
Okay, so next week,
you know?
You're going to have your little three and more or more testimonies. And they're going to say, yes, Trinidad James. Don't be having your cousin call.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. If I got a fax of a birth certificate, the ID, for everything, I'm faxing information. Now, all right, y'all can Google this shit. I'm going to give you Facebook name.
Oh,
they are
Lord.
No kin to me. No kin to me. These are people I done met at clubs and on sites and however we done met. They done got a good dose of what I do.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you sound very confident. So we'll see next week what happens.
Say no more. Y'all ladies have a good one.
All right. Hey guys, Trinidad James was just on the line. He'll be on again next week with his testimonies about his package. You know, I guess. So tonight was a great show, great conversation. Of course, we always have great conversations here on Tell All Radio. It's Tell All Radio. Like, you know, it's answers, questions, and answers night. I keep getting that mixed up. It sounds better when I say questions and answers instead of answers and questions. It's like you have to ask questions to get an answer. So, you know, I'm going to stop rambling. But. Yeah, dope. Also, before we go, this Saturday is the 1 year anniversary for Six Man Radio. Absolutely, I'm super excited for the station. Like, it's gonna be dope. I already know it's gonna be dope because you know, Bassy, Nadine, Michelle hosting it. So, of course, it's going to be awesome, amazing, fantastic. Make sure you guys tune in this Saturday from 7:30 until 9:30. It's the 1 year anniversary of Six Man Radio. Make sure you guys be there. I'm going to be there. You know, I'm going to call up, kick it. I'm going to be calling up and kicking it with my people. And, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great music. Definitely. He has, it's going to be love and hip hop night. So he has Tahiri from Love and Hip Hop, fucking little smack. And he also has, what's the other girl? Ramos, the one that wrote the Tell All book. He has her coming through and, you know, running her damn mouth. Because that's what she's doing in her book. But, you know, I'm excited to hear, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to be going on. So I know it's going to be, like I said, I know it's going to be dope. Because it's Six Man Radio. Everything we do is dope. Like, stop playing. But, yes, it's about that time, you guys. It's definitely about that time. I know y'all going to miss us. I'm going to miss you guys. But, of course, I have two tests tomorrow for school. And when I tell y'all the school is kicking my butt, it's kicking my butt. Like, in the crack. Such an anus. Like, it's kicking it. Like, it's so, it's crazy because I never thought I would be, like, in the medical field. Because I hate blood. I hate shots. I hate touching nasty stuff. I don't like the doctor's office. Like, so it's funny to me that I'm now pursuing a career in medicine. Crazy, funny, but definitely come to my doctor's office whenever you feel sick. I will take care of you. I will assist the doctor in taking care of you. You will feel much better. Victor K, you want to shout anybody out?
No, not really. No, my family over here.
No, I realize I never asked you that. That is so rude.
I know, right?
Don't do that. And then she's going to do the deep breath with it. Okay. Okay, I got you, boo.
No,
okay.
but for real though, I want to shout out to my husband for putting it down this morning when it was raining so hard this morning.
Hold on, what he put down?
You know, I don't want to get into detail, but you know, that's all I want. Yeah,
that's one of the reasons why I need to be close to my man, because
was it raining
yesterday? When I tell
was
you,
it raining?
It was raining yesterday. It was drizzling a little bit today. When I tell you it was pouring, it was pouring. Like, it was raining so hard, like, my pants was soaked and my panties soaked. And you know I don't wear panties, so yesterday I wore them, and they were just done.
But, yes, it was raining so hard this morning, girl. I dropped them kids off to school, and we had our little special this morning.
They nasty. Shout out to Prince. Shout out to Prince for putting it down this morning. like I say, you guys, thank you for tuning in to Chat All Radio every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and my lovely co-host, Miss Sexy K. All right, you guys, thanks you guys tune in.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. Make sure you guys tune in this Saturday for Six Man Radio, 7:30 to 9:30. Don't be late, be there, or be square. I'm going to be in the building. You should, too. Tell All Radio.
Serving these streets, Princess Jazzy in the building. Hey, yo, check it out. You are now tuned in to Tell All Radio. Tell All Radio. Right here live with Princess Jazzy. That's right. Princess Jazzy. Hold up. Check it out. What up? It's your boy DJ Prince. Right now, you're tuned in to Tell All Radio with Princess Jazzy. That's right, right here. Worldwide. On the web. On your cell phone. International. Global. You call it. You name it. We there. Tell All Radio. Keep it locked. Yeah. Each and every Wednesday night.